Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. Welcome to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site. Under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin, the website weather.utexas.edu. These are my audio weather thoughts on this first day of December 2021 on this Wednesday morning. Folks, a little patchy fog and low cloudiness this morning through the Austin area. Some areas saw clear sky through the morning, early morning hours, but other areas pretty fogged in and low cloudiness over parts of the Texas Hill Country. This ought to burn off pretty quickly, and this is the way the story will go the next couple of days, with a return southerly wind. The moisture getting back in place now across the area, and the temperatures warming as well through the end of the week. In fact, by Friday, maybe into Saturday, temperatures in the upper 70s to around 80 degrees in the Austin area, which is about 10 to 15 degrees above seasonal averages for this time of year. Yesterday, out at Austin-Bergstrom International Airport, we were 7 degrees above normal on the high. It was 74 on Tuesday at Camp Mabry, 75, and that's 8 degrees above normal out there. Now, the next change that comes about is actually an upper air disturbance on Friday. It's not going to be much of a change because while there'll be some moisture in place and we could see some early morning low cloudiness and patchy fog, I just don't think there'll be much of a rain chance. I think it'll be confined to areas east and southeast of the I-35 corridor down the coastal plains, parts of southeast Texas. That disturbance will create lift in the atmosphere, but I just think it'll be rather limited I-35 and westward. So I'm not going to mention any rain for Friday. This will be followed by a cold front by Saturday afternoon. It's a fairly weak system, but it'll move through, winds will shift, and it will cool down a little bit, a few degrees. Still above seasonal averages, but cooling down a few degrees by Sunday into Monday. That front will return as a warm front to the north. I think sometime late Monday into Tuesday, we'll get the southerly winds going again. And just beyond the seven-day forecast period, I see a stronger cold front due exactly a week from today. Next Wednesday morning, as that front goes through, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm with it, but it's just beyond the seven-day forecast cycle. So you get an idea, we are in a changeable weather pattern, but I don't see a lot of rainfall. The National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center has edged up on the amount of rainfall for the next 7 days, up to about a quarter inch or less. Most of that probably is going to be southeast of us on Friday. That's when the majority of that will be. Otherwise, I don't see much of a rain chance in the seven-day forecast. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this first day of December 2021. I'll update my seven-day forecast on the website, as well as my audio weather thoughts again on Thursday morning. Have yourself a good day.